Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out for a wonderful show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so freaking hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working hard for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that passive income, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 bazillion years from now, but right now, to have that life that you love with those that you love doing what you love. But on top of that, it's not just about, you know, becoming comfortable and wealthy yourself, but it's about creating a ripple effect through people's lives by being that rippler, by being that person that actually can bless more lives because you have the means to do so. So guys, I appreciate you being a part of this. I appreciate you guys being a part of my ripple effect as I teach through you guys and do whatever I can to offer that kind of value to bless your lives and the lives of those around you too. So thanks for so much for tuning in, binging, and doing everything you guys do. As a quick reminder, you can check out our website, moneyripples.com. You know, we got great content on there, including the book Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, if you want to find ways to get more resource to be able to do more faster. So check it out. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cashflow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cashflow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. All right, so today I got a special guest because, you know, this is something that can hit a subject on all sides of you guys, right? Because there's some of you guys that are saying, hey, I'm looking to do investing. Some of you guys are in business. Some of you are looking to do both. Well, Kedma O is the lady that can help you do both. She actually really, the big topic we're talking about here today is about how to get that capital, that financing even. So give you a little background story on Kedma O here. She's today's one of the top most respected authorities on business funding and entrepreneurship. And she's a nationally recognized business coach as well. She's even been given the award, the Small Business Champion from the Small Business Administration. And definitely somebody you want in your corner if you want proven results driven, you know, in your business and that sort of thing. She's also guided more than 10,000 individuals from a wide range of business advising. And she's also been a contributing writer for Entrepreneur Magazine. The Huffington Post has recognized her as well. I mean, obviously she's had lots of acclaim and accord. And so Kedma, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us, like, what even took you down this path that got you to where you are today with entrepreneurs and everything?
Well, I'm a fifth generation entrepreneur. So I like to say when I was born, I was already negotiating with the doctor and, you know, ready to get into the world. And I take that pretty seriously because most people are a first generation entrepreneur. They're mm-hmm. trying to figure it out. Some people are blessed to be a second generation. So they've heard from their parents. A few are third generation, so they're grandparents. But when you're a fifth generation entrepreneur, it's like in your blood. You just feel it, you know? You know how to handle, you know, challenge and innovation, and it's just part of who you are. So that's just been my lineage. Mm-hmm. As far as the path that took me to really becoming obsessed with target funding, that came from my hard story. I like to say that pay attention to the trail. If someone is going to give you guidance, find out if they learned it through a book or if they learned it through the school of hard knocks.
Right.
Right? And so mine was the school of hard knocks because the only way I was able to really understand funding and how the game works is in 2001, I had to file bankruptcy. Mm. And the thing I want to share with people who don't know me is I have a master's in business. I'm very financially savvy. However, a crisis showed up in the form of a relationship. Mm-hmm. And so the decision was necessary. And I remember I was actually in Tucson, Arizona. If anybody is in Tucson right now, I was literally sitting on the curb crying my eyes out because I had just filed bankruptcy. And I remember picking up my stuff, going back to my small apartment. And 2 weeks later, Capital One sent me a credit card, right? And I thought to myself, why are they sending me a credit card when I filed bankruptcy? I was perplexed by the experience. Mm-hmm. It was $200. And I'll tell you, at that moment, Chris, I paused because I remembered as a little girl, I was absolutely obsessed with the game Monopoly. Mm-hmm. And I remember that as a kid, I would go around the board and I would pass go. And if you've ever played Monopoly, do you know how much money you receive when you pass go?
$200.
Exactly. And that moment, I said, the universe just brought me back into the game and I'm going to play it. Mm-hmm. And then I spent 15 years going on a absolute educational research obsession to uncover every grant and every resource and every opportunity available to people like me. Because if you have money already, or if you can walk into your bank right now and leverage $1 million, you probably don't need me.
Right.
But for the rest of us who are struggling, who are trying to build their companies, who are trying to innovate, that's who I wanted to serve. And so 6-7 months ago, McGraw-Hill published my book and I'm here now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So tell me, like, what are ways that people can actually get that kind of funding, you know?
Yeah.
Whether they've got great credit or not, you know, I'm sure there's different paths depending on where they're coming from, correct?
Absolutely. So one of the things I teach people is the idea of target funding, which is why the book is called Target Funding. Mm-hmm. If I was to say to you, what is target marketing? What would be your first response?
Target marketing, I'd say it's very niched, right?
Yeah, it's very niched, right? You're not going to come to me and say, well, everybody wants to buy my product. Everybody wants my service. You'd be very specific.
Right.
You'd say, this is the demographic. This is the psychographic. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the location. Well, it's the same thing with funding, right? We think funding is, let's just throw the dart and hope somebody actually wants to fund me. However, the reality is it's based on variables. You can bring me any funding opportunity and within minutes, I can tell you the variables they're using. So you asked me, you know, where to look. First thing I say, step back and look at your variables. So are you a woman right now? Great. There's women in funding. Mm-hmm. Are you a veteran? Do you hold a minority status? Mm. Are you located in Utah? There's funding.
Right.
Are you within a specific industry? There's funding. So I first target the right variables. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we identify the funds that tie to those variables.
Awesome. And is this, are these funds that you pay back? Are these grants or is this all the above?
Great question. So the way I look at target funding is if we look at the word grant, my definition of grant is any opportunity that you receive what you need without paying the full commercial value for it.
Sure.
So let me explain. I just had this happen actually last week, honest to God. I had a client I was working with who is looking at buying an entire equipment for soft wash. They're in the home service industry. And their total cost with financing was $38,000. Mm-hmm. However, they came and they were working with me and I said, absolutely not. I am not agreeing to this. That's what I do as a coach. I'm like, coach denies, do not go forward. And they gave me a little pushback, but I know what I know. So then we went back and investigated and we were able to get the same equipment, different financing for $18,000.
Nice.
That's a $20,000 grant because they were about to sign the check. They were about to sign off on the contract. So it's, again, any opportunity where you can get exactly what you want without paying the full value. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I love it. That's great. And so what can people do to prepare to be able to get the best results with someone like you?
Well, there's a few things. So, you know, in the conversation of funding, I think we have to understand terminology. So a lot of times this is what happens, right? We go on and we visit Mr. and Mrs. Google online and we key in the word grants. And Mr. and Mrs. Google give us back about 40 million hits. And when we get to page 10, we're about to pull our hair out, right? Because we're like, what is going on? Why doesn't Mr. and Mrs. Google listen to me? Mm-hmm. It's because we don't have the right terminology. I could throw out names and terms right now, and I guarantee you the most of those your audience is going to not be aware of. If I said the word IDA, if I said the word SBIR, if I said the word, let me think what else. There's so many words I can forgivable loan. These are all terms that come out and they're hidden in the money we really want. Because you said to me, is it money that we give back? Is it money that, you know, is given as a grant? I do all of the above. However, I prefer to help clients find money that they don't have to pay back. Sure. That's my number one.
Yeah.
And you asked how to work with someone like me. I think the first thing you probably want to do is get really clear on what you absolutely need. Mm. And not what you absolutely want.
Good point.
Right? Because Chris, everybody comes to me and they're like, I want this. I want that. So here's my image I'm going to give to the audience. They're coming to me and they want to play soccer. And I say, oh, you want to play soccer? Great. I can help you play soccer. What do you need? Well, first thing I need, Kadma, is I need a stadium. I need to own the stadium. Oh, you need to own the stadium. Yeah, I need to own the stadium. And what else? Well, I need all brand new uniforms. And all of a sudden, this idea is like an enormous amount. But I respond back and I say, look, the only thing you need is a good pair of shoes and how to play the game.
Right.
That's it. Otherwise, it's all noise. Mm-hmm. Right? So I think the answer is first come to me with what do you absolutely need? And I will challenge that, right? I will say, do you really need this? Because that helps us to really get clear on what we have to go after.
Right. And so when they talk about what they need, is it typically like what gets them to that next step? You're like, we just need to get you to the next step. We don't need the whole big vision, but just right now, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, years and years ago, when I first started my company, I like to give this example because it really, really speaks to home. Everybody wants to own real estate, right? Everybody wants to have that pie in the sky. You know this, right? It's like the dream.
Yeah.
When I first started, I started my company in a leasing situation where it was only 150 square feet. Mm-hmm. I was so nervous about whether I could pay the rent that I actually negotiated with my consultant. And he took 75 square feet and I took 75.
Wow.
Right? And I'll never forget my landlord walking into my office and saying, now, Kadma, if you can't pay 75 square feet, I don't know if you're going to really make it. I'm like, I know, but just like, you know, I'm starting out. Mm-hmm. From there, I went to 150, then I went to 300, then I went to 1,000. And in 2008, I bought my own office for 2,000. It was 2,000 square foot office I own for 600,000. Yeah. I put down 6% and my interest has been fixed now for the last decade at 0.04%.
Yeah.
Right? 0.04%.
Yeah. Right. Not four.
Not 0.04. 0.04, right? Mm-hmm. And I can talk a little bit about how I did that. However, here's what's most important, Chris. Our eyes get too big too fast, and that runs the risk of going out of business.
That's
so
right.
So when I say to someone, you better tell me what you need, I'm not only looking at what it is to scale up, but where is the cash flow to support that in conjunction with the grant? It can't be grant is riding the company the whole time.
That's
because it's not feasible. Grants come in and out. Mm-hmm. And if we design a funding calendar and say, okay, we found a grant to infuse an extra 40,000 or 50,000, but your cash flow is so bad. What's the point?
That's right. Yeah. It's just
going down the toilet. So I think the needs has to be, it's going down the toilet.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the need has to be in relation to what you believe you need to do to scale up and how your cash flow can support that. And then the grants are your gravy.
That's right. I love it. So, well, now you already got me curious. So the building, tell me about the 0.04%. That's awesome.
Okay. So I live in the world of economic development. And the reality is that the government has a tremendous amount of resources, but here's the deal. You absolutely need to have the inside mafia helping you. right? Now, I'm part of the good mafia, right? The good mafia is out there and they're looking at resources and they're like, oh, Chris, you need to know about this. Mm-hmm. So because I was part of the inside mafia, there was an opportunity that came up where the government was looking at specifically Oregon, wanting to identify either women or minorities to have first-time opportunity for commercial ownership.
Right.
Well, I was invited to compete, and I remember the moment that they asked me, and I said, I can't compete. I went bankrupt. Mm-hmm. And they said, so now let's talk about the variables. They said, well, let's tell you the variables. We don't do any credit check. Oh. Mm. We don't require collateral. Oh.
Wow.
We, instead of 20%, we're only going to require 6% because we're going to subsidize it. Oh,
yeah.
You must be a woman or minority owned business. Well, I got that. You must be in business 3 years or more. I got that. Mm-hmm. And you must have been doing something that was impactful and creating a change in the community. Mm-hmm. I had that. So I won the lottery. And wow. So basically, this is a combination of federal funds, state funds, new tax market credits designed to help new, commercial ownership by entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And it's been a game changer for me. I mean, literally a game changer for me. And I would never have been able to do that had I not known about the funding that was available.
The crazy thing is, you said it was 2008, correct?
2008.
That's when banks didn't want to give money to business owners.
Exactly.
That's the awesome thing.
It's the awesome thing. And now, I mean, it's probably close to a million. And you know what I do? I don't even work there. This is the crazy thing. It's a gorgeous office, but I'm a financially savvy woman. So I rent the entire space to nonprofit organizations.
Right.
Right? Because I believe in giving back. And then I get to work at home with my three beautiful kids.
Right.
So yeah, I really believe in asset building, but I believe in asset building strategically and looking at, are there places where the government or the state or the community are looking to bring companies in to raise the community and what that particular area is? Because if the answer is yes, there's usually money tied to it.
That's great. And can this even apply to real estate investors?
Absolutely. The person who did it was in real estate and they were the ones that applied and won the contract. And real estate investors are really savvy. Mm-hmm. However, if you're not dialed into economic development and you are a real estate investor, please start doing that. Go to your local economic development, start talking to them, start looking at their industry clusters. Industry clusters are essentially the industries that they have identified in their community that they want to strengthen.
Right.
And pay attention to that because that's where you're going to get all the best deals. Mm-hmm. You're going to get the government and the state to say, we want to come right next to you, real estate investor, and we want to support your vision. And in exchange for that, we're going to provide funding to assist with that, or we're going to subsidize it, or we're going to give you tax credits.
Yeah.
So, certainly don't do it alone. But that's where I would first start.
That's awesome. So if somebody wants to work with you or get to know more about what you teach and do, what's the best thing they could do there?
Oh my goodness. Can I just tell you something funny, Chris?
Yeah.
So I wrote this book. Okay. So if you get my book, it's on Amazon. I'm not even kidding. This is 330 pages with 300 resources that we curated. And I wrote the book saying, if Chris never wants to talk to me again, he can buy my book and say, I just got 18 years of Kedma's resources and I paid $25 and I never have to talk to her and I never have to spend a dime. And that was my goal.
Yeah.
Except people would buy my book and then it would be like, Kedma, I want to work with you. I'm like, no, I don't have time. They're like, no, I really want to work with you. So I had to go into studio and develop an entire training program to work with people on the second level. So if they want to get in touch with me, there's three ways. It's the do-it-yourself where you say, you know what, Kedma, you're amazing, but I'm going to just get your book and just take all your secrets and do it on my own.
Sure.
Or it's the hybrid where you can connect with me and go through my online training program and learn in conjunction with me, or we will do it for you. We literally will take your variables, your situation, and we will apply for grants on your behalf. So those awesome. Are kind of my three ways so I can be available to everyone. Mm-hmm. And the best way is just to reach out either targetfunding.com or my first and last name, KedmaO.com. If you find another Kedma, Chris, please run because there should only be one of me in the world.
Right.
But you know, I do it because this is my service to the universe. This is what I know what I know. And I'm really selective because I really want to help people who need the help.
Sure. Great. Yeah. We'll be sure to put that in the show notes. So
yeah.
Guys, make sure you check out targetfunding.com or KedmaO.com. And again, if you're worried about spelling, don't worry. It's in the show notes. We'll put it there. So, well, Kedma, I really appreciate you joining us today. It's awesome.
Thank you. Can I just say one more thing, Chris?
Yes.
I have an amazing podcast, Target Funding Podcast, that we constantly are open to people who would love to come on the podcast mm-hmm. and talk about their particular challenge. And on awesome. The podcast, I will coach them. So
Great. That's
a call out. So if you're someone who's like, I'm really struggling, I'm, you know, trying to figure out my business idea, I don't know where the funding is, you can also reach out and say, I'd love to be on your podcast.
That's awesome. What a great opportunity. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So much value, so much power packed punch there. I love that. So, well, everybody else, definitely check it out. And of course, if you say, hey, I would love to be on the show and get that little attention there, then, you know, check that out too. So, Kedma, again, thank you so much for today.
Thank you.
And everybody else, thanks for joining us. I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.